Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast, where we focus on the simple pleasures in life. Here's Rick.
Thank you, Faith. And thank you for clicking into our mini podcast, Things to Live For. We hope you're having a great day. Quite often, we get so caught up with our busy lives, with our day-to-day concerns, that we often forget to reconnect with family and friends. In a previous installment of our show, we covered online video conferencing apps. Well, recently, I was able to do an online get-together with high school friends that haven't seen each other in a long time. And my extended family also did a worldwide webcam birthday celebration. Reunions are often among the most surprising pleasures in life. We sometimes don't look forward to these get-togethers and even make excuses not to go. But after we do attend, we rarely regret it. One of the best things about reunions is catching up. You find out how people are doing. I'm not talking about the superficial things that you see on social media. I mean really finding out about their lives. Sometimes you even learn about connections or common acquaintances that you never knew about before. Another great thing about reunions is all of the reminiscing. We touched up on this a bit in our installment about meeting an old friend. It's just so great reminding each other about old stories and times long past. Of course, nothing beats seeing a friend or a relative in person, especially after not being together for a while. In the meantime, online video chats will have to do. But when we finally are able to meet up with our friends and family, the reunions will be glorious. Thanks for joining this episode of our short-form podcast, Things to Live For. We're coming up on the first anniversary of our show, and we're very happy with how many people we've reached. Recently, we've noticed a spike in plays in Germany and Chile. We hope you all enjoy our two-minute program. If you'd like more little nuggets of positivity, please don't forget to like and subscribe. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
For more of the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstolivefor.com. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.
Hey, are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit IASP.info. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org in the U.S., or IASP.info if you're outside the U.S. Help is just a click away.